The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1 with Elavon Merchant Services. Growing your business is easy peasy with us by your side.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you. It is Thursday morning, it's the 19th of May 2022 and we're here till, you've guessed it, 10 a.m. Text number is 51551, you can email ryan@rte.ie. It is a glorious morning in Dublin, Ireland, as it was yesterday. I mean, when I woke up yesterday, I looked out the window in Galway and I saw the sun hitting the water, I was in heaven. And I composed a note to myself, which was, when I grow up, I'm going to move to Galway. That's what's going to happen. I can see retirement in the hills of Connemara. There's no doubt about it. Little cottage somewhere on the water. Outboard engine. Bookshelves. Fireplace. Loads of turf. Only joking. Well, maybe. I've kept contraband turf coming out of my ears in a little pile in the back yard. And I'll be, and that'll be me. And if you're looking for me, just drive some back roads in Connemara, you'll find me there somewhere. All right, but that was daydreaming. The city itself was alive and well. This is something that I was very keen to investigate with mine own eyes, which is, how is the country? We kind of got lost, and we got stuck here in Dublin because of the situation. And to travel through the Midlands and over the Shannon and into the West was just an unadulterated joy. Because we met people all around the country, and everyone just seemed in very, very happy to. We were happy to meet them. They were happy to meet us. And everywhere we went, it was very joyful and joyous. Everyone was very excited to say, now that we're out the other side of this thing, let me tell you what we're doing and what we're up to and how we've been. And it was just such a revelation. And I can't wait to get out again and keep moving. In fact, as we were leaving Galway, we pulled into Athenry, a place I've been to once or twice before, but we pulled into Athenry, stopped in the street, and I just saw a bunch of, they looked like maybe first or second years with a couple of teachers, and I thought, they're on a school tour, I want to join the school tour. So I said to Jack and Siobhan, I said, just park somewhere, I'm getting out. And they were like, but the car's still moving. I said, no, but I'm fidgety now, and that looks like fun. They're going into a ruin. And I want to join. They're going to a graveyard. That's like the crack. So sure enough, the teachers were lovely and the OPW guys were great. And in we went to the graveyard and then to the Athenry Heritage Centre. And all the young children, we did weirdly autographs in all their school. But look, they were just trying to buy time to get away from learning stuff. I mean, let's face it, I'm a free class in a jacket, you know. And we had the crack with them. And they're at that age, you know, that kind of first year where they're very knowing. The innocence is slipping away. A lot of dead arms, you know. A lot of dead arms, you know, pushing and jostling behind and not kind of that into it, but totally into it. Not quite knowing why they're not into it because they're growing up now and they're kind of, you're still the toy guy, but now you're a bit of a, you know, a bit of an adult as well. It's like, I don't know what to do. It's the guy. So it's all a bit tricky. Secondary school. I used to watch you when I was a kid, and now you're just. Anyway, that was fun. And into the Heritage Centre, which is just. They had all the stuff, and they were all. There was a bunch of people, and I was kind of saying, I wonder, could I get into a picture with them? Because they're all dressed up in the medieval gear. And it was like. And they were kind of not kind of engaging, or I said, that's a bit strange. They must be really into it, or there's like Stanislavski approach to Athenry Heritage Centre. Sure enough, transpires they were all from Brittany, and they're like, oh, that's right, and they were all excited to be there. I think they were on a sort of some sort of cosplay road trip. They were from Brittany, so I have about 5 words in French. Shoved them all together, probably involved a Chien and a chat, but we got there saying, can I get in a picture with you if you wouldn't mind? And they said, sure. I didn't post it. I must post it. It's quite good fun. And the Heritage Centre, I'm sorry for banging on about it, but it's a great place. They do birthday parties. Could you imagine having a medieval... Kids, to hell with the bouncy castle. all your friends are coming to the Heritage Centre to dress up like Game of Thrones. And that's my idea of the best party of all time. Other kids might say unavailable, but it's all going on there. Highly, highly recommend a trip to Athenry. They've got the castle. You've plenty of places to go to eat and to drink and to be merry. I met Jimmy Buckley's wife, lovely woman, passing by when we were getting a sandwich, and she was telling me that Claudia, Jimmy's daughter, their daughter, is out and about now a lot with Nathan Carter, which is great. So she's on the move. They live nearby. Then I met neighbours of Saoirse Ruan, who were chatting away about the lovely family, and I was in touch with Saoirse's family yesterday, and thank goodness they're in a better place today than they were a couple of days ago, because the operation went well and now the road continues to be tricky, but they're on it, and the big difficult moment has been surmounted, if you like. So that was because they're from Kiltulla, which was kind of in the area. So all roads were crisscrossing yesterday, and eventually got home. And I was a basket case of exhaustion at that stage, because it was just full on, and not one bit of it would I change. It was that much fun. So I'm very, very excited about that trip, and time for more. Got the goo on me for the travel around the country. So we'll keep going. I just see a text, an email came in to say, I hope you enjoyed your flying visit to Athenry yesterday. It was a real thrill for the sixth class children to meet you. And you are kind in giving your time. Oh, I don't want to read that out. And it goes on to say, thanks also to Alan and his team, which I'm delighted to, in Athenry Heritage Centre. Thank you. And our heritage expert, Martin Curley, and Roisin in Athenry Castle for giving us a day to remember. And that's from Patrick, and all the teachers and wonderful children in Newtown National School in Abinacmoy. They were the most lovely, smiley, fun kids. And there was devilment in the air. I could see it a mile away. I was on the wrong side of the desk. That's the truth of the matter. Talking about bouncy castles, parents trying to hire a bouncy castle over the next 2 weekends are being let down by the lack of availability. There's a surge in communion, confirmation, celebration. So there's probably a backlog as well, which was, now when the COVID's gone, I promise you, you can have the biggest bouncy castle. And now you're going to have trouble getting your hands on them. Some parents keen to throw special post-COVID get-togethers, booked inflatables as far back as late last year, according to independent.ie today. As soon as primary schools release the calendar for the two sacraments, families are paying more than €200 to hire an average-size bouncy castle. Some companies stipulating they must be rented for a minimum of 2 days. And customers could pay up to €300 for a super-sized castle, while disco domes with inflatable slides, are becoming increasingly popular, costing from €160. Many of the best known companies in Dublin have limited or no availability for weekend bookings this month as families make the most of the celebrations and catch up. In addition to hiring bouncy castles, there has been a big market in party add-ons such as candy carts, candy floss machines, and chocolate fountains as families splash the cash. Some families who have a communion and a confirmation within a short space of time have been having one big party for both days. Well, I mean, now at the risk of sounding like Methuselah, I've never heard the like. Candy carts, candy floss machines, chocolate fountains. I suppose things move on, and I hope you all had... I hope you're all enjoying them. I see, even in my own neighbourhood, when I go down for coffee on Saturday morning and I see kids emerging from cars and little men looking like, you know, mafia bosses in their three pieces, you know. Hey, what's the matter with you, Tony? You're making your confirmation today? Sure. And then the little white dresses on the girls and so on. And, you know, it's something I hadn't seen for two years. Like, I was chatting the other day with my youngest and I said, looking up at the sky, and I said, look, there's three streams from three planes. That's, I haven't seen that for ages. Remember, you didn't see planes in the sky. You didn't see three, you know, jet streams, whatever it's called, the smoke out of the back of their exhaust, just crisscrossing the skies. And that's amazing. Ireland could be seeing huge blood storms coming its way this week. Read on. A dust cloud from the Sahara is spreading northwards, bringing with it the possibility of this rare weather event, according to GalwayBio.ie. The phenomenon occurs when the dust from the desert mixes with rain, leading to the showers having a red appearance when they land. I'll be watching out for it. And the UK's Met Office is warning that parts of England could see red or orange rain over the coming days. What do you mean climate change? There's nothing going on. Orange rain. It comes as Ireland looks set to experience unsettled weather for the rest of the week after 2 days of thunderstorms in several counties. More thunder was forecast for yesterday afternoon. But they reckon that, the orange rain. Someday a real rain will come. And indeed an orange rain will come. And here it comes. Get ready. And if you are mowing. Okay, so I was getting mocked a lot today upstairs for this conversation. They're obsessed with cordless hoovers. And they nearly all have one, it seems, apart from me. I don't have much carpet anyway, so I don't know. Equally, I don't have any grass. I don't have a big, big garden, but the bit I have is not grass. So the point I'm making here is that there is this, the robot hoovers and robot mowers. Now, they were saying, what do you mean you don't know of these things? No, I don't. It's something just not in my life. But Frances Watkins, a journalist at the Limerick Leader, sent out a picture of her mother, who is standing over the robot mower with an umbrella, guiding it along the grass so that it doesn't get wet because it's raining. So I love the attention that the mother is giving to the robot mower, but I can't help it. And then there's another photo of the mower was brought in and is now set beside the fire stove to kind of keep it warm or heat it up or it's free from or drying it. So, yeah, I'm not sure about the value of that. If you end up having to accompany it like it's the Queen of England, you know, heading from a carriage to the door with an umbrella, would you not just get if it works for her, it works for her. But as I say, I admire her care and attention to these things. Once upon a time, many years ago, I went to New Orleans. Always difficult to say New Orleans, because if you say New Orleans, people mock you for not saying New Orleans. And if you say New Orleans, people say, what's with you, Billy Joel? Anyway, and I've made this observation a few times. I'll say it again today because it's a sunny day and it's summertime. And in New Orleans scenes, I was struck when I went to the tourist office by the fact that it was like a scene from Cocoon. Everyone working behind the counter was about 200 years old. And I thought, and I'd say to the person, God, you know, excuse me, do you know where there might be a good bar with, good music or whatever? And they said, well, you're newer, you know, apart from the obvious. Or is there a good graveyard, a good cemetery around here? They knew everything because they were older and wiser and more knowledgeable. They were the repositories of the information. I've always thought that this is something that could apply here. I'd love to see older people behind information desks in life because they know stuff. This isn't meant as a plumasse. It's just a matter of observational fact as far as I'm concerned. And Fáilte Ireland now are launching a huge campaign trying to recruit retirees into the business. Wouldn't that make sense? Because they have 4,000 vacancies across the sector, all in hospitality. Some businesses, as you probably noticed, can't open 5 days, 7 days a week because they can't get the staff. So now they're trying to find people, retirees, maybe parents, who are looking for flexible working arrangements. So there's money in it, there's a career in it, and there's benefits in it. So I think that's a smart move by the people at Fáilte Ireland. Good on them for that. Text Maura. Ryan, I'm in tears listening here in Dublin. Why? To your visit to my beloved Galway. I had always wanted to move back. I miss seeing all the little towns on the way. Last time you cheered me up when I wasn't feeling well was with your visit to Dog's Bay a few years ago. I'll hopefully get there this summer. Thanks for the memories. Well, you know something, you're right. Well, I hope you're well today, Maura, but I will also say to you that when we were stopping in Athenry, walking down the town and just meeting people. Even in the coffee shop, we were waiting for the sandwiches. We got into photos and chats and crack with people. And it was what I remember in our holidays when we used to drive as a family from Dublin to Ballinahoun, which is out near Rosseville, that part of town in Connemara. First of all, it took 645 hours to get there. Then there was, you know, the occasional car travel sickness, not to mention the 400 Silco Purple that were being piped through the back, and then the occasional car sick stop for not that we're and throwing the dog in a small car. These weren't, you know, I mean, and it now this isn't Angela's ashes. This is just, I think that we all, you know, a lot of us would have had an experience of this. Unfortunately, road safety was not an issue. I mean, 5 into 2 doesn't go, and also no seatbelts in the back seats anyway. So it was just like, good luck with that. It was like putting 5 marbles into a jar and shaking it for 5 hours, throwing smoke and sickness and boredom and nausea, lots of nausea. And then, but sorry, I got sidetracked there. The point I was trying to make was that you got to see every bit of Ireland. The motorway is great. Zoom, you're there in 2 hours. I don't miss the 5 hours in the coffee jar like the marbles, but I do miss seeing the bit. So that's why when you have the time, it was lovely to be able to divert into, as I say, Athenry, or as we did the day before in Moat, because you get to see something just a bit more reality, a bit more warmth, a bit earthier. I liked it. Popular Irish cafe's language discount offer. Oh, this is good. More Galway beer. They've got Rachel Timoney writing this morning. Galway coffee shop Plamos are offering a discount to anyone who can place their order. Ask Gaeilge. Isn't that clever? Plamos hopes that the new initiative encourages people to know and use basic Irish. The only real way to learn or to preserve your language level is by using it, said the shop manager and resident, Gaelgor Kieran. It's on Dominic Street. If you head in there, you'll get a 10%, or said 10 cent, excuse me, discount to Gaelgore, or at least to those who can order Ask Gaeilge. I like that's a nice little move, and that could spread for sure. I didn't order my Utaroiche Ask Gaeilge yesterday on the prom. We went to the prom. Probably one of the most ridiculous sights I've ever seen at the prom. It was very windy. Okay. The consistency of the 99 was poor. Not the fault of the people, but there were 5 kids outside the 99 shop who wanted a photograph. And I needed to get from the shop to the sea for a photo, but I got waylaid by the heads. Lovely heads, great chats, but this thing was starting to melt. Now, unfortunately, I won't mention him by name, but Jack was also having an ice cream. His was melting quicker because he had to do more work. He had to take the photograph, he had to get ready, whatever. And as we went down to the Wild Atlantic Way sign, I was saying, Jack, you're going to have to move quicker than this. Like, and he was, I'm trying to. Now, in fairness, ice cream in one hand, sea whipping around, right? This thing melting already. Now there's bits of the ice cream whipping around, hitting them in the face, the clothes, the jacket, the whole thing, as he was trying to fix up a phone, a picture with the phone in the right hand. Not easy to do. Not easy to do. So I was looking at him, and if you see the picture, which is on Instagram of me smiling, I'm not smiling, I'm laughing. I'm laughing at, he's peppered in ice cream. He is dedicated to his job with a stoicism, the like of which I don't think I've seen since probably biblical times, because he didn't grumble once about. We lost the other one, went into the car because it started hitting the Gruig. I got 10 cent off my coffee for that. It was the lads. Anyway, it was amusing. The sheer and utter joy in your voice is palpable, Ryan. Is that right? It's so wonderful to hear and feel joy post-COVID. Thank you for sharing. You're welcome. It's just so nice to get out. Ryan's Remarkable Rural Roadshow. Yeah, that's a good show. I'll do that. Ryan's Remarkable Rural Roadshow. I hate the word rural. Just the saying of it. Remember that? What is it? 30 Rock. When they wanted to do a show called The Rural Juror. And it was such a horrible thing to say together. Try it. The Rural Juror. It's not pretty. Robot mowers and hoovers are not good if your dog has done its business, says Phil. Yeah. God, I saw a dog the size of a small horse yesterday being walked, and the guy had to look after the defecation afterwards. I mean, he's nearly bringing a refuse sack around after him for those walks. Desperate stuff. And my dad's robot mower started in the middle of the night. It has lights. He thought it was a burglar in the garden. The video was hilarious. Thank you, Paul and Sunny West Clare. Yeah, but that's probably what people think are the UFOs. There'll be a hearing in Congress now. Listening to Maura's message, it's never too late to make that move to Galway. Yeah, that's true. If she's in a position to do. Ryan, you reminded me of full pandemic mode, out for walks and pointing at the very rare planes in the sky like it was 1950. We would always assume the lone plane was carrying goods and not people. By the way, the dream of Connemara as an end destination in later life is a lovely thought. I think it's the carrot. It's my existential carrot that keeps me going. Even though it all is good, but I just think it's nice to have that. It's sitting there somewhere in the distance. I bought my nephew, says Carl, a 99 yesterday. He wanted chocolate sauce on it. Walked out into that wind. Carnage. Chocolate child, basically. Lesson learned. The other thing about 99 and generally those ice creams is there's no dignified way of eating it. It's not pretty. If you haven't seen photos of Kenneth Branagh as Boris Johnson for a new TV series, please look at them. Look it up. It is absolutely a knockout. It's a TV show called This England, written and co-directed by Michael Winterbottom, who's amazing. He did the Trip and 24-Hour Party People and lots of other things as well. It'll be on Sky Atlantic later this year. It just looks so good. A series based on Boris Johnson's first months as UK Prime Minister. But Branagh, I thought I looked at a picture in the paper and said, that's Johnson. And look closer again. It's actually Kenneth Branagh as Johnson. I've never seen anything such a good lookalike. Does he sound like him? Let's have a listen. This is Branagh as Boris.
A new dawn is breaking. 2020 will be a year of prosperity. This COVID virus, we need to keep an eye on.
500,000 deaths.
That is a worst case scenario.
The single best thing we can all do is wash our hands.
We need to stop modding the whole pavement.
You must stay at home.
I have a hunch that Johnson will come to regret securing the premiership.
Isn't it some of actual jobs? Give me a heads up.
The United Kingdom has overtaken Italy to report the highest official death toll.
All right, well, I'm in on the strength of that. That sounds really good. Even though I can't normally bear trailers on the radio, but that, in that case, we'll let it go because it is, you got a flavour of how good he is on it. Okay, very quick one on WhatsApps, because I have kind of mixed feeling about WhatsApps, broadly speaking. And this is great. I've always thought that when you suddenly see yourself named as a member of a WhatsApp group you didn't ask to join, to me it's a digital kidnapping and I don't want any part of it. And I'm never Paddy Hurst in these situations. I'm never celebrating my presence in such a group. It's essentially being bundled into the back of a van and taken somewhere you didn't ask to go. So I'd love there's an etiquette around it going, would you like to be in this group? May I have your permission to put you in this group? As opposed to bag over the head, back of the van, you're coming with us. Anyway, the papers are reporting today that WhatsApp they're testing a feature that lets you leave a group chat, yes, without sending a notification to other members. Now that's clever. Because if you do leave a big group that you don't want to be in, it says, he's leaving, everybody. But why? And it throws up so many questions. What's wrong? Does he hate us? Is there anger? No, I don't want clutter. That's the only thing. I don't want clutter. I will contact you quietly or, you know, but I just don't want like 5,000 groups. Not, so that's all it is. It's my problem, not yours. It's not you, it's me. But they're testing this feature, which is great, so that you can just step out. It's like the Irish goodbye on WhatsApp. You just leave and no one asks, no one knows. You're gone. And I think that's a great feature. I'm all for that. The trails in the sky from the planes are called contrails. Have a great day. Thank you, Susan Roscommon. I would be very ignorant without you. And there's Jerry Lee Lewis going to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. I have a kind of weird desire to go back to Nashville. I was only there for a night when I went to Graceland, and kind of think now that I've kind of grown to love country music so much in the last few years, I think I'd love to go and visit it properly and do it all. Anyway, he's going to be there. He's what age is he now? Jerry Lee Lewis. He's a good age at this stage. You think he's 86, which isn't that. I would have thought he was a little bit older. But he is going to be there. Great Balls of Fire singer, was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 86, but he's going to be heading into the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is about time, I would have thought.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. I say goodness gracious, great balls of
love a bit of that. I'm going to play it for my pals Neil and Robbie. You're both hitting big birthdays this last day or two, including today. All my pals, we're all kind of May babies, weirdly. I don't know how that happened. And indeed my sister yesterday. So, 'tis the month. May is the month of Mary. Isn't that what you used to sing in school and have the May altars and put the flowers and the whole thing? Tomorrow night, President Higgins joining us on the Late Late Show. I haven't spoken to him for a little while. I met him at the women's rugby, one of the games not too long ago, but I haven't sat down and had the chat. So we'll do that. We will have music from David Gray, which there's nothing wrong with that either. And Dan McCabe is going to sing for us. I think he's going to be singing The Fields of Athenry, which I'm delighted about because, of course, as you know, Pete St. John passed away not too long ago in March, and to have him remembered tomorrow night will be lovely, courtesy of Dan, who's a great star for the future. And then we're going to do something. You know, I watched a really terrific documentary last night on Jack Charlton called Finding Jack Charlton. And credit to the guys and gals who put that together. It is so interesting. Starts off with Jack, and he's in the throes of Alzheimer's. He's kind of he's lost. He's lost. It was a beautiful study of that world, and then the way it pulls you right into his story, his fractious relationship with Bobby Charlton, the spectacular comb overs. Let's face it, that generation threw up. The kind of like smoking and drinking on the bus on the way to the matches. You know, that's kind of mad. But again, constantly peppered with great skill and astute mind decision making and leadership. And then, of course, heading all the roads leading us to Euro 88 and the joy of that and the Italian 90. And so we're remembering a lot of this tomorrow with our friends in the FAI, and we'll have Paul McGrath. We're going to have Vera Powell and Niall Quinn. Who else? We're going to have, they're all coming in. Dave O'Leary, Paddy Bonner, Shay Given. We're going to do a big, big special. It'll be a beautiful night of television tomorrow, I can guarantee you. And some of the current internationals will be joining us as well. So, and Jack's son, John Charlton, will be there. So we have a lot to enjoy. Gavin Bazunu will be there, and Chloe Moustaki will be there. It's going to be, I'm very excited about that tonight. So. You left out the car wise, Andy says. You left out, are we there yet, when describing your childhood journeys? I did. Thanks, Andy. I was so busy getting sick on the side of the street that I forgot about that. It must be an age thing. I'm 49, like you're saying. Hang on a second, I'm not 49. Am I? No, I'm 48. God, don't drag me into your ancient world of ancientness. Fingernails, clinging on. Anyway, my wife is in despair over my newfound interest in country. Country, as in country music? I would have forsworn anything to do with it a short 5 years ago. Oh, everything changes. Great idea, says Mary on the WhatsApp. I left a group a while ago. The administrator added me back again. When I left for the second time, I was asked why I was leaving. There were almost 100 in the group. I see people aren't into it, and that's the way it is. And Lorraine is in Galway and says, exit the WhatsApp group immediately. Just get out. Don't feel bad. It's kind of a liberation, which it truly is. And glad you enjoyed Athenry. Martin Curley, you mentioned, is the number one expert on Galway genealogy. Thank you, John. Certainly a lovely person to me. Delighted about that. And Maria in West Cork says, how about seven children with parents on a Sunday drive in an old Volkswagen, three of the youngest in the small boot in the back of the Volkswagen? When the fighting started, our dad would get us to count the cows in the fields. And like a fool, we'd try to count the cows instead of taking an estimation. God help if anyone got sick. Happy days, not. And yet, kind of. They are the enriching days that make up the tapestry of our childhoods, for better or for worse. Can I congratulate somebody? Louise Mulcahy is the recipient of the Liam O'Flynn Award. And she is a traditional Irish musician and performer, tutor on the Uilleann pipes and flute. She's from County Limerick. And she received a bursary and will be at the National Concert Hall to create a new work to be performed there. But the reason I mention it is because she was very good to us along with a number of Irish trad musicians in the 2 years of COVID. We would call her and say, Louise, would you come and join us for a session? And she always answered that call. And I'll always remember that. A very, 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 very great person. And an extremely talented musician. So congratulations to you, Louise. And best of luck. And we'll see you soon, I hope. Right, we have our guest standing by. Let us say hello to her after this.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1 with Elavon Merchant Services. Backing you and your business 24/7.
RTE Radio 1.
What up, world? This is your boy Kevin Hart, a.k.a. the comedic rock star, with my new tour, Reality Check. And we are doing it big. Brand new hour material, big laughs, big energy. Make sure you're in the building.
Aiken Promotions presents Kevin Hart, Reality Check. Live at 3 Arena, Saturday, June 18th. Tickets available this Friday at 10 a.m. in association with the Irish Independent.
Comedy updates on RTE Radio 1.
Bord Be A Bloom is finally back this June bank holiday weekend, which means our spectacular show gardens are back. The buzz is back. The great food and drinks are back. Fun and games for the whole family. Live talks, live music, and more. It's all back at Bord Be A Bloom, Ireland's favourite flowers, food, and family festival, this June 2nd to the 6th in the Phoenix Park, Dublin. Book tickets now at boardbeabloom.com to avoid disappointment. Supported by RTE.
Alan Burgess, manager of the Athenry Heritage Centre, thank you for your lovely message, and I will be back. I can't wait. And equally to Anne Chambers, great biographer, great historian, it's saying come to Clue Bay and we'll do the full Pirate Queen chats. It's on my list. I'll be there. So thank you for that. And best of luck to Ruben and Ali, who are heading to see David Gray tonight, and we'll see him on the Late Late Show tomorrow as well, from Mick and Wexford. Good on you. And thank you indeed for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Stay tuned to Clare Byrne and have a beautiful day.
The Ryan Tubridy Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.